Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
When people believe lies about our elections, they hold the people right in front of them most potentially accountable.
Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bellows is one of many election officials across the nation urging Congress to provide funding for a secure election next year. They want around $400 million to provide counties with security updates and technology to safeguard elections. An Issue 1 poll finds most Americans across party lines say the federal government should be more responsible for election funding. They are also seeking funds dedicated to combating election disinformation. The Movement Advancement Project's National Election Denial Risk Index shows more than 157 million people live in states at a moderate risk of election denialism. Brian Hinkle, co-author of the project, says the repercussions of the 2020 election are ongoing.
The recent indictments charging former President Trump and others with conspiracy to overturn the results of the election, among other crimes, I think highlight both the continuing threat of election denial as well as a potential path for states to hold bad actors accountable.
The states most at risk for election denialism are Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, South Dakota, and Wyoming. Election experts feel the best defense is for states to implement their own voting rights laws. The Cook Political Report found divisiveness has grown over the last 25 years, especially between rural and urban areas. Heidi Heitkamp, the former Democratic senator from North Dakota, founded One Country, a group aimed at providing a voice for rural political issues. She says the divide will play a prominent role in the 2024 election, noting empty promises to rural voters won't cut it anymore.
Showing up is a big part of it, but don't show up empty-handed. That's what I tell them. Don't show up empty-handed. Understand, but also listen. Preach, but also try and bring people together. And so we'll see. We'll see what happens.
She argued Democrats won't be a majority party until they can reconcile the urban-rural divide. Along with concerns about implementing broadband in remote areas, Heitkamp notes other important issues to rural voters are daycare, aging in place, and tackling rising healthcare costs. 10 drugs have been picked as the first to be part of the Medicare negotiations established by the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act. Most of the medicines treat diabetes, while others treat strokes, heart failure, and blood clots. A U.S. Department of Health and Human Services report found prescription drug prices far exceeded the 8.5% rate of inflation, reaching a high of 31.6%. President Joe Biden described some benefits it will have.
Negotiating drug prices alongside other provisions of this law isn't just going to put more money back in the pockets of millions of Americans across the country. It's also going to lower the federal deficit.
The Congressional Budget Office reported the federal government will save more than $160 billion a year. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.